Okay, so tonight's class called Two Faces of Joy, Yontif, and Purim in Contrast. Actually, I was going to have a different shiur called Purim Gone Wild, but then I learned with Rabbi Mann, and basically he gave fundamentally that shiur to you guys on third Tuesday morning. So that would be really bad that I'll give you not a shiur which is 98% the same. This is not the same shiur. So I'm going to actually now ask Moshe to just text me what Rabbi Mann does on Tuesday to make sure there is no duplication. Okay, here we go. So I guess the key I want to really answer one practical question. What are you supposed to feel on Purim? Now, of course, you can say, well, you should feel happy. Yeah, but we're going to see in halacha there are many types of happiness. Happiness is not a simple thing. First of all, it's not simple to be happy. And what kind of happiness, and how does the halacha is there to aid you to become happy? So the two ways we are chayav to be happy, of course, is Yontif, the Shlosh Regalim, and Rosh Hashanah, maybe Yom Kippur also. And then we have Purim. So Purim, we're on the doorstep of Purim. So let's dive in. So the Rambam in Perek Beis Halachi Gimel starts as follows: Shnei Yom HaMa'elu, Shehem Arba Asar B'Chamisha Asar, which is the 14th, 15th day of Nisan Adar. Asurim Behesped Sefed V'Tainus L'Chol Adam B'Chol Makom. So no matter what, Bein Livnei Krachim Bein Shenasim Shemosim B'Chamisha Asar B'Levad Bein Livnei Ar Yaro Shemosim Arba Asar B'Levad. So no matter what, this year, people who live in the cities, unwalled cities, we observe Purim Saturday night to Sunday. So if somebody passes away, there's no Hesped. And you can't fast. There's not a tremendous desire for fasting, but there is a tremendous desire for a hesped by the family whose loved one passed away. That usually, even though in fact, very few times they see where there is actually a prohibition for hesped that no hesped is given. They always say, although today is forbidden to have a eulogy, well, let's just say a few words. All it is now we're going to give a bad hesped. And somehow that's nothing. But there is some halakhic justification, but that's not the topic of our class. I guess number one. And so no matter what, even though you personally were, living in West Hempstead, or you're living in Jerusalem, and on Sunday it's not Purim for you, you still can't have a eulogy. And then you are doing it, but you could, and even though you're doing your Maaseh Mitzvah on Purim on the next day, both days. And conversely, if you are a person who is observing Purim, on the 14th day, somebody passed away on Shushan Purim, can't have a hesped. And I'll start off the question just, well, why not? You did your mitzvah, isn't it de facto not Purim for you? And the Rambam, not only that, doubles down. He says, So even what they call Purim Katan and Purim Gadol, on those 2 days you cannot have any hesbedim and tinus, even on Adar Rishon. So the question is now, and then he has just to finish off the halacha. So we have in the time of there was Malchus in Israel. People who are villagers can come in to the came into the big cities on the Thursday, Monday and Thursday, which is a market day, and they would read the Megillah on those days. On those days, they could engage in a eulogy. And when they would go back to their place in the village, even though they already read the Megillah, and they're gonna just do Mishloach Monos and the Suda and Matan Savionim, they still can't have a eulogy on that day. I'll just start off with a basic question. The basic question. So how do you explain that? If you're in Jerusalem on Sunday, this Sunday, it's not Purim for you. Why can't I make a eulogy? It's not contradicting anything. How would you explain that phenomenon? What do you think? Moshe, are you able to hear the question? I think you just have to make one logical move. That Purim, that the day of the 14th, 15th is Purim. And that's going to be, that's a day of Simcha. Or at least a level of Simcha that you precludes a Velus, I mean, a Hesed rather, and Tainus. And the fact that whether or not, whether there's a, and there's extraneous reasons of when you're going to deploy your mitzvah. So, the Gemara says, so should we make, should we read the Megillah on the first Adar Rishon or not the second? They came up with what? No, we do it on the second one. Lismah Gula Gula. To put Gula Gula together. But intrinsically, it's a Purim. It is a, what do you call it? It's a legitimate Purim. So de facto, your 2 days of Purim basically is like a Yom HaRichta. It's like one long day of Purim. It's a 48-hour day of Purim. In which, if you're in an unwalled city, you need to take care of your mitzvot in the first half. If you're in a walled city, you do it in the latter half. But they're all, but as far as substance of a day, they are a Purim. And this way, you can't violate that basic simcha with doing something which is a simcha killer, which is either fasting or eulogizing. I think that's the basic. That's the basic move you have to make. That makes sense? Because the Hagam is based upon, oh, goes based upon, when are we performing, when are we doing Purim? Oh, so we're not doing Purim today. So what should I, why, if I should be able to do an event, I should be able to do a eulogy. Kamash 1 doesn't go by when we're personally observing. This is a Yemei Purim. The 14th and the 15th day of Adar is Purim. Now, why they pick one day, they have other considerations. Oh, you're in the walled city, you have to do it when they did like in Shushan. They have all kinds of other extraneous reasons for you to do it. But that's not, that doesn't take away from its, in other words, the fact that a Jerusalemite is not reading the Megillah on the 14th, or I'm a not I'm happy to be in West Hempstead on Shushan Purim, doesn't make it not Purim just because I'm not reading the Megillah. It's a sub. The substance of Purim is present. It's a time of Simcha, at least to the degree that I cannot violate that with doing a eulogy. Yeah, you have to make that move. Now, when these guys who are, and in fact, the fact the villagers prove it, because if that's, they're reading on the 11th day of Adar, so the fact that they're reading it doesn't make it Purim. Purim is the 14th and 15th day of Adar. That's it. So we're going to get this a little bit later on. I made a mistake. What do I say? So my wife, she, we, being my wife, buried, unfortunately buried her father on Purim Day. So the Ashkenazic position, which we're going to get to later on, is that we're not knowing Avelis on Purim. So I said, good, okay, so we're not going to know Agavelis on Purim, so she's not going to sit on the low chair, and we're going to have to go, here's the Megillah, Kriling, and we're not going to know Agavelis. We come back, so that was in Israel, we fly back, we get here for Shushan Purim, we open up the Shiva house. That was wrong, because really, it's still Purim. Oh, we're not manifesting Purim, you're not knowing Agavelis. If you're going to take the, yeah, either go to the Rambam, which we're going to see, we are knowing Agavelis. Then you sit in the, then the Avil sits in their chair. We're going to get to that shortly. Both days. And if you're going to take the, if you take the Ashkenazic, the Rosh's position, that you are not observing thing, it's, but it, both, everybody agrees it's one or the other. Either you're not observing on the 14th, 15th, or you are observing on the 14th, 15th. There's no division between 14th and 15th. So I made the rookie mistake because because a little bit of egocentric. Like, if I'm not, if we're not doing Purim, well, that's not Purim. No, it doesn't go by you. It goes by the identity of the day. I'm not saying I'm putting it on me. I'm not, nobody caught it. Okay, no, but I'm just saying it's from that. It's just a basic mistake. It's not a basic. It is a mistake because people view it as, a Purim is Purim, and then Shusha Purim is like, I don't know, this extraneous remnant. It's like, it's like the it's like the appendix of Purim. Like, I don't know, it's like extras. Like, all right, there are people in Yerushalayim that do Purim then. But that's not it. The Chalos's Purim is 2 days long. The Chiyuvim for an unwalled city guy is to dispatch their Chiyuvim on the 14th. But you see, it has that basic status because even on Adar Rishon we had. And like, now we have other reasons because there was another curricular goal that the Chazal had to push it to the second month in order to put the redemption of Purim close to Pesach. That's extraneous. It's just to they think that would be helpful for Klal Yisrael as sort of like a used Purim as a introduction to Pesach. That's nothing to do with anything. But Purim is Purim. So that's just the point number one. Okay, let's get into the our focus of the that's just a sidebar question. Halacha Yud-Dalet, mitzvahs yom arba asar livnei kfarim vayaros yom chamisha asar livnei krachim lios yimei mishta v'simcha mishloach maaseh reyeh matan savyonin. The mitzvah on the day of the 14th day for the unwalled cities and the 15th day for the walled cities to be days of mishta, which is what's the definition of a mishta? How would you define mishta? What's a mishta? Well, it's a suda, which is Barry's right. It's a suda where yayin is a major feature of the suda. In other words, you have to have a suda, which is going to see in the Rambam. You have bread and you have meat, and you have a ribuy yayin. Okay, all right. A mishta v'simcha, and then you give a matanos to your friends and matanos to avyonim. All right. Even though you're permitted on a siyas malacha, nevertheless, you shouldn't do work. You shouldn't go to work. The person does go to work on Purim. He will not see any blessing, a sign of blessing, and it will not sound as a sign of blessing. Okay, so the question is, first of all, why should if malacha is mutter, let the guy go to work? Why shouldn't he go to work? Why is it ein roi lasos bo malacha? What would you say? What's wrong with malacha? It's mutter. Okay.
On this one side, okay.
I, you're 100% correct, but I think it goes one step even more primary. Because look how he says it's supposed to be. You may mishta v'simcha. There's nothing more. Whatever you're going to say simcha is, I mean, even if you enjoy your work, if you're in the office, your mind is on your malacha. You don't. It's not available. It's not available to engage in the what do you call it? In the simchas yom. The truth is, in other words, it's the same reason that a novel can't do malacha. One is if it has a chadas. The other can the guy's during shiva. Let's say a guy's sitting shiva. Can he take out his little phone and do a little email action? I know he can feel his emails. They're stacking up. He can feel them stacking up. His inbox is exploding, and he's on day four. So he wants to do a little. Let's get all these bored. The dumb ones. Let's just knock out. Ding, ding, ding. Yes, no, boom. Let's right. Spend an hour. Can't do it, Usher. So discussing with the right man, he made the thing. It's not simply it's a hesach hadas. It's about the guy, part of the avil is to leave the routine. Going back to work is you're back in the routine. You're saying, I'm a regular guy. So by Purim, what's the deal here? The goal here is that you're supposed to be engaged in Yemei Simcha Mishta. So if you're in the work, if you're in work head, you're not in you cannot be in Simcha head. It's a stira. It's not technically Aser. Now, why isn't it technically Aser? Why is it not Aser? Oh, so if see may. If the goal that the Chamon have was Yemei Mishta V'Simcha, well, why is it not Aser then? Why didn't they make it Aser? They have power to make them. They have power to make things usher. And, you know. Why is a malacha not usher? If it's not Roy, make it usher. I mean, the Avel, most 6 out of the 7 days is an Isser Drabanan of doing Malacha. So you can make a Malacha being Asr. I mean, not Malacha as far as, like, not technically the 39 Malacha, but in other words, going to work. So what do you guys say?
You said the Rambam holds that you weren't only available.
We're going to get to that. Hold that question on. But I'm just saying, so we can deal with it now, we can deal later. But still, even as far as activity wise, in other words, you may mishtav simcha, it's hard to engage in that if you are in the malacha. So then ask for the malacha. The point is that that's actually what the people wanted. They wanted it to be a Yom Tov. And the Sanhedrin said no. It was not beyond, because that making it every, that's giving it a Kedushas HaYom, to use the language of the Rambam, the Rav, adding a charisma to the day. We don't have, he didn't have the power to do that. So therefore, you don't have an Nisr Malacha. That would be distorting.
They had the power to do an Nisr Malacha without the, but had they done it, it would have been mistaken.
So that's a good question. But they well, there's different ways you can look at it. Either, but what there's either they want, if you go look at, if you look in the, if you look at by the ninth parak of the ninth parak of by what do you call it? By Sukkim. If you look at the, it's just very evident. Let me just read you the pasuk. You'll see it's very just get the right over here. Esther chapter 9. Okay. So he, they, there was, the, they, in other words, let's get the chronology down. This is very important to understand. So as soon as they defeated the enemy, right? So what do they do? As soon as they did, they also yom mishtav simcha. They had automatic, spontaneous, rejoicing. Okay. And says, Al kena Yehudim haparazim hayoshim ba'ari haparazos osim yom arba asar lachodesh adar simcha umisha v'yamto mishloach manas l'reihu. So you could say yontif, you could read yontif a couple of ways. Yontif is either just a good day, a joyous day, or having a day which actually has the character of the malacha. And then it says, then Mordechai is now, Mordechai is from Ela. And he's now formulating it. Mishloach Sarim call you Yudim every year forward. Then he gives a reason. Then he says dot dot dot. This is what the wrong quote. You may mishta v'simcha mishloach manos ish l'reihu. What's left out? A yontif. I think Chazal pick up on that, that they was wanted a real yontif, and that the answer of that was no. I think Rashi brings that down.
There's a question on this whole thing which I'm not understanding.
Okay.
He says I hope he can't ever run us as a blocker.
Yeah.
And calls him lock, but you keep her in said rock. But the framework of that malacha he's talking about presumably is a work day.
Yeah, work day,
Work
work day.
is
Yeah,
very,
yeah.
But what does it have to do with the Vayom when you're talking about Malacha to the Sukkah
That's the
Yom? You're
most most
talking
that, that's the
about
most that's the most
they get
comprehensive.
to add in the basic categories of and all those things.
Right.
So I don't know why the,
So the point
what.
is that the ultimate Isra Malacha day is a day where it is full Isra Malacha or a Yontif or maybe like Chol HaMoed. But here they didn't make they just asked just the but even a regular going to the office they didn't ask. They said a Noi Lasso came. So why
Yeah.
not? Because it's so apparently it reduces you can't have Yemei. It undo it is intention with the Yemei Mishpat
When you said before that it was why didn't they make the Malacha on Yisr, you meant
Well, you can go everywhere. They, in
because
order,
I don't
you know,
understand.
you can have they can have the granddaddy of an Isra Malacha complete, the Daraisa like Yontif day. They could option next to be next option is a modified Yontif day called the Day of Chol HaMoed, where there's Isra Malacha with Heterim, the five Heterim, or they could just say you just can't go to work. But they didn't make any none of those. Can't
Well,
go to
you're
work.
saying that have only been possible if there was a vision. That's
I'm
right.
not. I'm not sure about that. I'm the question is so. No, that's to do the full package of the Yontif or Chol HaMoed, that requires a Kedushas HaYom because Chol HaMoed Kedushas HaYom. They could make an because you have an issur of going to work on a novel during the week of Shiva. They could do it, but they didn't do it. Yeah. But they say you shouldn't. But you, they didn't ask for it. They said, but you shouldn't do it. Ain't more or
Right.
less those came. Now the question, of course, is why not? I'm just
Right. So
alerting you
yeah.
to the jet. There was a more larger thing that there was actually interest of actually making it a like a yontif. We're going to get back to it. They may wanted to make it a real yontif. The Gemara talks about that, but that was not in the offering. That was not an option. But they didn't make it even Oster. And the question, of course, is why not? Maybe we can but they say you shouldn't do it. And the question, of course, we have to answer. Maybe I'm gonna return to that. Leave that question. I think maybe you have an approach to that. But what is the idea of that? You know, if you do go to work, you're not to see Sin and Racha. What does that mean? It's also said, this is also mentioned by a guy who works on Tisha B'Av. So you can have two possibilities. You can give two possibilities. Either A, that the Hashkafa will work it out that whatever money you made that time will not ultimately in your year frame will not net from that. In other words, oh, you make money that day, but now your pipe will spring a leak and then you have to spend X amount of thousands of dollars on a repair. Okay, one possibility. Or intrinsically, he's not going to see Sim Bracha from his money because he has a distorted idea of what money's for. In other words, if there is a virtue to properly celebrating or observing either Purim and by extension or by opposite Tisha B'Av properly, but I feel that the money is more critical, so by definition he's not going to see Sim Bracha for the money because he's prioritized money making to a improper level. So that's another possibility. You could. My mom is suggesting a different idea. She wanted to say that Kol Osim Malacha B'Yom Kurma Einav Ro Siman Bracha in. I don't know. Was it the she's not going to see a bracha. All right. Let me. I have to recall her. She had interesting connection on that. All right. Let's leave that for the. Okay. Let's. Keep on going. All right, B'nai Kfar Shekid Mivakar. Okay, B'nai Kfar. Let me just go back to share. All right. So B'nai Kfar Shekid Mivakar B'Sheni V'Chamishi Im Chilku Ma'od B'Lavion B'Yom Kriyasam Yatsu. If they give out the matzalos yonim on those market days of Yatsa, I don't have an answer for that. But on Mishnah could only be on the 14th day, but they do it earlier. Not Yotze. The Sudas Purim Shasa Balila Lo Yotze De Chazav. They do a pur if you do the Purim Suda at night, you're not Yotze. Okay. Now this is the key thing is I want to get to the key question. Can he must be in Mesameis B'chanukah B'Purim, or we can mention that, below Rosh Chodesh, Aval Nogim Behem Divrei Avelis. But you observe all the laws of Avelis. So this to me is a big problem. Okay, so let me just, according to the Rambam, we mentioned earlier, a guy who's sitting Shiva on Purim is sitting in his chair with his ripped shirt, with his non-leather shoes, and he's, you know, maybe somebody will come in and read the Megillah for him, and his Shiva house is open, business, people can come in their costumes and be Menachem Aval, and he's sitting there having his, he gives his one Mishloach Manos to one person, he gives him Matanos Avionim, and he's sitting there having his Suda in his low chair with a glass of wine, and that's the Purim. Now, how does that, how does Ram say it? Yimei Simcha Mishta, and then meanwhile, he's an Avel. I mean, how do you it seem, that seems to be on a very basic level to be a contradiction. That's what I would like to explain. What is the pshat there? How would you explain that? Or does everybody see that as a question? How do you make Simcha Mishta, the guy sitting on his elbow chair? He's like Or say, you could say another possibility. Since he's an Avel, he can't do it. He can't do Simcha. He has an Aratil. He has a Megillah, but he can't do a Mishteh. He's not a Mishteh kind of guy. He can't be made Mishteh for Simcha. He's not a Barachi of that. He gets a Patur. He's not up to it. But nope, he is Chayav, according to the Rambam, in all the Lachas of all the Dini Lachas of. He has to hear the Megillah twice. He has to give Matanos L'Avionim. He has to give him a Shloach Manos. He has to have a Suda, and he has to drink Achi Shaker V'Yiradim B'Shichruso, like every other Jew. So how do you explain that?
Can I ask a question on this?
Yeah, Moshe.
So, like, I don't know, it seems that oftentimes one has to balance, like, a, I don't know, like a private emotion together with a public sort of, you know, event. And sometimes the two can be contradictory. And it's like what you hear today often with what's going on with Israel, and you know, if it's you know, how can you really celebrate a joyous event if there's really a public tragedy going on,
right?
You know, it seems that you know, maybe the Rambam's saying that, like, look, we have the capacity to balance contradictory emotions where, you know, it's of course it's not going to consume the totality of the person. Person can't be celebrating and mourning, you know, at the same time, but a person does have a capacity to balance, you know, his own situation with the public, you know, with the public's, with what they're going through. And so, you know, I think, you know, a person's going to maybe veer more one way than the other, but, you know, a person can really tolerate balancing those two at one time.
Right. I thought that's a very good point. Now, there is a time, just to make it, to add a little depth to the question, that we're all familiar with, that if a guy's sitting Shiva, and whatever, it's day three, and it's Erev Yontif, Yontif comes and cancels his Avelis. He's a corner around, he's not an Avel at all. Zero Avelis. Now, let's take a look at the Lacha Yizayna, the nature of the Simcha. Shiva Yemei HaPesach, Shmos Yemei HaChag, Yimshar Yom Tovim, just like Purim. He has to be happy, joyous, and of good heart. Who nilmalav? He, his sons, his wife, his family, and everybody who's dependent upon him. Right? Your son, your daughter, your servant, your maidservant. Okay? So there, apparently that simcha is not able to be, is not, that is a complete contradiction, and they can't coexist. In fact, the way the Gemara says it is that the asay of matlechagecha, the rabbim of the national simcha, come v'dachi mitzvah of avelus of Yom Rishon, right? Or you know, and it knocks it off. So back going back to Moshe's point, there is a time where this that's the north of simcha of chag cannot. Be with cannot ex coexist with Avelis. The Simchas Purim does coexist, and that's our question: how do they coexist? Go ahead.
Yeah. That would take a little bit further, but you have the different language that he uses. So when it comes to Purim, he has to create these days that are Simcha. So this the day has a character of Simcha.
Yeah,
but yet. By Yom Kippur, it's high on the Leos by himself. So that's an internal state. He has to be in a state of simcha. So a state of simcha can't tolerate something else. As Moshe was saying, that dichotomy can't be tolerated in terms of your personal state.
Right.
But in terms of creating a day, yeah, the day of simcha is for the most part simcha, but it can have different elements to it.
That's correct. And so I'll give you a practical question. We'll take it very practical. Let's say a guy on coming up on Pesach, on Yom Tov afternoon, he feels really depressed. What does halacha demand him to do? It would demand him to do to try to get out of depression, go out for a walk, to try to make himself sameach v'tov leiv. Guy feels that way on, let's say, 11 o'clock on the morning on Purim, he's depressed. He's not chayiv to. The chayiv is just to do these maisei simcha. Can an aval eat meat? Yes. Can an aval drink wine? Yes. Can an aval give a gift? Matan zavionim and mishloach mas? Yes. He can do. The chayiv was not to do to be a sameach. You have to do the activities of a sameach. On Yom Tov, you need to be a sameach. Okay, that's the halachic difference. The Rav takes it one step deeper. I'm going to read you from what he says, that the simcha of Purim and Pesach, Purim and Pesach and Yontif are emerged from a different yesod that will explain that. So I'm just going to, I'll read it in his own words. This, by the way, this book is very good, called Days of Deliverance, Essays on Purim and Hanukkah. He says like this: joy in the divine presence. Why is this? On a holiday, a serious mood is recommended. Joy that expresses itself is an inner feeling of peace of mind, serenity, harmony, and tranquility. This joy does not contradict meditation or reflective attitude on life. For instance, on Sukkot, the holiday of joy, we read Ecclesiastes, Koheles. Apparently, Chazal did not see any contradiction between reading Koheles and the joy of the holiday. The reason, I believe, is as follows. Joy, simcha, according to halacha, can be experienced only when the person is in the presence of God. Whenever the Torah says, "V'samachta b'chagecha," you shall rejoice, there's always a qualification, "Lishmei Hashem Elokecha," for the Lord your God. As it says, "V'samachta b'chagecha Elokecha," shivas yamim, you shall rejoice before Hashem your God. It doesn't mean, it means on one level, literally in the Migdash, but also means that you're in the Lishmei Hashem. You're focusing on the fact that well, let him unpack that. The feeling of joy and awareness of an unseen presence of the Almighty are identical. Man feels that he has come close to the wellspring of being. He feels very close to his roots. He is somehow in the presence of his maker. Man experiences companionship, and then there is a joy, a sense of fulfillment. Joy, according to Judaism, is not an emotion or a mood. Moods are passing superficial. They are not integrated into the personality. They do not express the inner awareness of the personality. Sometimes a person can fall into a depressive mood. This does not mean that their I exist awareness is weakened or undermined. A mood can can be due to a smile or a word dropped by an acquaintance or an item read in the paper. A mood can be provoked by any stimulus. On Purim, it is the mood, not an experience, as evoked. However, when Judaism speaks of joy in relationship to the three festivals, it is a deep-seated experience of joy, which expresses itself in the state of being, an existential awareness. The awareness of joy is an awareness of one's existence has a purpose, that there is self-fulfillment and a commitment to a great objective. There is meaning to life. One who feels that life is meaningless leads to a day-to-day, hand-to-mouth existence, not solely in the economic sense, but in a metaphysical sense too. Such a person can have a lot of fun. He can be drunk. He can dance and sing. He can joke around, but he cannot rejoice in the sense of simple. So he, what his basic his point is his basic point is that joy is lifnei Hashem. Lifnei Hashem is not a joking around frivolous thing. In fact, the Rambam says that you're not supposed to be a kalos rosh and holiness and sichlus. In fact, shichrus on Yom Tov is prohibited. It's not any other simchas. So it's an internal state. Simcha is that you feel a sense of completeness. You've been blessed with the birchas Hashem, that you have you're living a life of meaning. It's a state of the soul of that you have a you're able to partake of Hashem as far as experiencing his talking with Hashem, and that gives you a meaning, purpose, and a sense of completeness. That's Yontif. Purim is about the mood. You're acting as if. Rabbi Mann, I guys, I heard the shiur that you guys told you guys. The drinking is you are acting as if you were the ones who had just been, who were there in the time of Haman. It's like Purim, like Pesach. Sigh of Adam, Lirah, Kikilu, Chai of Adam at the Purim, so Leos freed Yeshua, been you had a Yeshua from the sword of Haman. That's the experience. That's the frivolity. That's the spiel. That's the dressing up. That's it's a, it's a, it's an acting as if. Oh, so that what could do? He could do a Misa. Not us. It's not. He could do a. He. There's no. Not a Kiyum Shebaleif. Doesn't demand a Kiyum Shebaleif. Doesn't demand a Kiyum Shebaleif. Okay, it's about a mood. Be a day of a joyous mood. And on the halachic level, you have to do these. You have a list to do. Did you give Mishloach Moav? Yes. Did you have a beet meal with wine? Yes. Did you Matan Zev Yam? Yes. That's it. On Yontev, the bar is way higher. You have to really. It's a lifnei Hashem. It's a. In other words, Yontev is internal. It's more of a internal, personal experience. It's inward. Purim is external. It's you're manifesting. It's a manifestation. You're demonstrating. It's a yom. It's the yomei simcha mishnah, accomplished through certain maisim. In other words, a mood is basically. That's why it can change because it's basically. It's a function of. It's not the soul. It's like the psyche. The psyche has got into a funk. Got this. That's not really the gavra. Guy thinking about his the Rav always in a different essay always describes like sim. What's the opposite of simcha? Suffering. In other words, simcha is a reflecting back on your state and the state of sense of completeness, which he's adding of being lifnei Hashem. Suffering is I look at myself. I don't deserve this. It's reflecting on my current state and where I should be. Conversely, simcha is reflecting the goodness of my state that I have. I'm lifnei Hashem. I'm recipient of his chachma. I have a qualitatively better life, receiving the brachas from that. That's yontif. So he has to be some tovah. He has to try to focus upon. So even like going back to Moshe's point, one of the most difficult trials for the person is let's say a guy buried his karov erev yontif. This is in the worst case situation. So he is. It's a double challenge. One, he's still completely nevuach, he's completely perplexed, he's still like overcome And then he has to think about, he has to get into says to switch gears. The way that the Rav says that Simcha is Lifnei Hashem, Avelis is Hezer Ponim. You're experiencing, you just experience a loss. You're not feeling Hashgacha, you're feeling the absence of Hashgacha. My Karav died, left to the, like a victim of the natural order. You're not feeling Karav L'Kadosh Baruch Hu, you're feeling far. Now you got to join Klal Yisrael and reflect on the Simcha. It is, that is an extremely hard, that is a very hard, I mean, again, you do the best you can. But that's a very challenging activity. But in the Rambam's program, the Yavol sitting in his low chair, having he's doing Maaseh Simcha. He's participating in the main Mishnah Simcha. He's not obligated to have that Kiyum Shulah. Actually, they want to. He wants to say that no, it's not. It's not. That's, and therefore, going back to the question about they didn't make, I would say on purpose they didn't make a work usher, because working usher is about just creating that high level of simcha of the kiyum shebaleva with Hashem. Here, even there, to get involved with what's called the Seder Ayom, it's going to take away even to do these activities in a proper way. I mean, it's not just supposed to have it in your simcha, and even if you're to act, even if you're trying to create a mood of simcha that I am, we're going to get to it, of being truly liberated from an impending thing. Obviously, it's going to be compromised if you're in the office and you're dealing with whatever, a meeting, a Zoom meeting. You won't be able to do that properly. You know what I'm saying? So that's what the halacha is. Okay, all right, let's keep on going. I got a couple minutes now. We Ashkenazim have a different view. Page two. Shulchan Aruch says, Kol divrei avelos nagin b'chanukah kaporim. So the Shulchan Aruch fastens like, as he does 95% of the time, like the Rambam. That's it. Boom. Haggah. We Ashkenazim see things a little different. Right, so Tosfos says, he can leave, even though there's a prohibition for the Avil to leave his house. He can go listen to the Megillah. A much better deal in his house. Okay, great. Now, Omrim, Yesh Omrim, She'ein avails no Hegba before him. Lobat, it's a rush. It's from his Rebbe, he's holding like his Rebbe, which is Mayor Nirutenberg. The Chenogim, that's our Ashkenazic practice. Even if you person dies and is buried on thing, you're not doing any mavelis, even though, because that's wild, because that really is a deraisa. Okay, all right. Aval dvar shivitzina noeg, but he still observes the private things of avelis. What are the private things of avelis? He does not bathe. He's not involved in sexual intimacy, and nor does he learn the three things which are because they're private. Aval pishe noeg avelis before him. Olo min shiva, you may have avelos kamo Shabbos. V'chein pasuk ha'rab atzmon b'tur yerideh. Okay, apparently the Beis Yosef also goes like that. Okay, so therefore, basically, from the Ashkenazi view, what is Purim? All public manifestations of avelos, like Shabbos, are canceled. He dresses normally. He puts on leather shoes. He does not sit on the chair. The shiva house is closed. He goes to shul. He looks like everybody else. It's just like Shabbos. So let's take it step by step. So if he's learning it, Purim is like Shabbos. Let's say, why can't the person wear is why can't a person sit Shiva before Hestia on Shabbos? Why can't he wear his clothes? What's the problem? Why can't he come to shul? He got a rib clothes, and he's wearing his, we'll call it dirty suit, and he's wearing his non-leather shoes, and he said he draws all look the same level. What's the problem with that? How does that violate? It's count as the days of Avelis. So what's the problem with Avel Peperhesi and Shabbat? Where's the stira? From there, we can maybe work our way back to Purim.
I was going to say it's an idea in college Shabbos.
That's exactly what I would say. unpack that a little more. Unpack.
Well, you unpack.
Now you unpack it. You keep on going. You start the mitzvah, you finish the mitzvah. Go ahead. So we wear nice clothes. We wear our Shabbos finest to manifest Kavod Shabbos. What is Kavod Shabbos? Showing the superiority of the Yom. So if I'm wearing a ripped garment, I'm manifesting publicly that the Yom Shabbos is not superior. That violates the Kedusha Shabbos. Can't do that. So but I'm not gonna. But I'm gonna do private activities that does not violate the Kedusha Shabbos. So that it counts for I'm an avel. I'm internally an avel. Because the key thing is, what's there? There is no simcha on Shabbos. There's oneg. The avel can have three meals. He can have nice food. You just can't do a mitzvah that violates, that contradicts on a public basis the covenant of Shabbos. So if you had a question.
Does covenant of Shabbos answer all the things that we don't do for us? Now, even in terms of makom and in terms of, say, going to a kiddush, right? So I know the psak is that if you're close enough that your absence is going to be viewed because you're an avel, that's b'frahesia.
Yeah.
But what does that have to do with covenant of Shabbos? Your attendance.
No, because then you're make, because the oh, you're because. So apparently, so you're saying that why? So you're asking the Catholic. So the fact is like, oh, where's Chaim? Oh, Chaim's not here because he's an avo. He can't be involved in Simchas Moreas. Oh, so that apparently, so according to those sheets that hold that is a legitimate reason. What's their sfara? Because by the way, not everybody holds like
that. That doesn't seem to be.
That seems to be saying that there's a, that sort of like part of the oneg, that seems to be more like the oneg Shabbos is that you have a yom which is removed from tzar. You can't have public tzar. Like for example, we don't mavakir for cholim really, except for if it's a chol sheish bo sakana. It coming seem coming from that point. Like you're making manifest the tzar. You're putting forward the tzar ha'adam. And that seems to go also against the theme of Shabbos. Part of Shabbos is supposed to be, part of Oneg is that there should be a, not a joyous time, but a sort of like a, there's a conflict free. Right. Right. You're staring the Oneg, you're removing the Shabbos delight. It's a Shabbos delight. It's not Simcha. It's a delight, and you coming in there and bringing down to the same way of being. You're not supposed to do zakon Shabbos unless it's a real emergency. So you can may give different reasons, but maybe one reason is that it takes away the you're not supposed to cry on Shabbos. A person shouldn't cry on Shabbos. It's the same, or is it? It takes away from the Shabbos delight on a communal basis. That actually is a good step. So what is the Rosh's idea about Bipur? Can't have the guy. Yeah, he can eat, and he can eat the wine, sitting in his chair, and eat the meat, and send them alone. But he says there's a problem. What's his problem? What's the Bali toast and the Rosh the Maramir? What's the problem with the? They're saying has to be Purim is like Shabbos. Has to be that. What are they really saying? There's no covered Purim.
So again, if you're you can't impact the aspect of this being treated as a joyous day by bringing other people, because if you're knowing avails like a full day, then other people kind of have an obligation of nicham avelim.
Right.
I mean, it kind of involves the whole community.
Right.
So it's a, as a community.
So what's the machlokes between the Rambam and the Rosh? And he's not aware of that? Everybody knows that an avel's a downer. He's Mr. He is the embodiment of Mr. Downer. He is the party killer. There is no greater party killer than the avel. They say the Ramban has a nice phrase. It says, "Ein avil beis simcha." Those two, they can't coexist. So you have to make one move. I think you're already halfway there. But I mean, I think the point is that is the chiyuv of Purim halacha in the yachid? Like the Ron says, you as individual yachid, you're chayav to do this suda, this mishloach manos, this matan zavyonim, and in aggregate that creates a yemei simchal. According to the Rosh, says no, this is not. Yes, it is a chiyuv on the it's a chiyuv on the Rambam, chiyuv on the tzibur. Which, of course, every individual guy qua participates and creates. You have a job as a yachid to create a national simcha. That's your job. This guy's killing it. So the avel on Purim, his job is basically like on Shabbos is not to share the simcha, not to ruin, not to puncture the Yemei Simcha Mishnah. So therefore, he could quietly still have the key of Shivaleva. He has to do the activities. He can't walk around with a ripped shirt. He can't have a shivling. He can't. He cannot undermine the Velas.
Okay, the two positions, is it purely a chiyuv on the yachid, or is it actually a chiyuv on the yachid as part of the
Of the seaboard,
community?
yeah. Like for example, you have by let's say by. Like I have like Chazaras HaShatz. So Chazaras HaShatz, I have to listen, as Ram says, own the Meshomim to the Tfilas HaTzibur as a member of the Tzibur. Not like I'm listening to this guy say the Amidah again. I have to participate in this group project called we're going to do a repetition, and we have to listen, respond, and collectively the net gain is that we had a communal thing. So too. Purim is about creating that we have a communal Purim. We create the Yemei Simcha Mishnah collectively. So he's a steerer to that. So he has to basically all public manifestations of the veils has to be canceled. That's their shita. So that's the machlokes between the Rosh and the Rambam, and we Ashkenazim hold like the. Now he's still. So I got a question. Can the guy go to what would you say like this? Can the guy go to a Purim Chagiga on the nighttime? I got that question from Avraham.
So why should he take himself? I mean, that wouldn't be if he doesn't do one, if he doesn't have a Mishnah Suda during the day, then that would be obvious it's Avelis. But not going to a Chagiga, there's no chance to do it. So why should he go out of his
He
Avelis?
can't do Simchas Marayis. He can't do it. The Suda, he can go to the most raucous Suda, if that's the Suda. That's your Suda, you gotta go. But if there's no key, it's nice. You wanna go, it's a nice enhancement of Purim to go to a Purim Chagiga. But if you don't go to a Purim Chagiga, it's not a chiyuv. It's an expression of the Yemei Mishnah B'Simcha in a general philosophical manner. But you don't have to go. For him to go is a violation of his avelis.
Similar to that,
Right, and you'd say the same thing. You use the same thing by the guy who's the karov to the like the let's say the wife is an avel, and they're having a Shabbos bar mitzvah suda, and she's not there. Like I say, oh, where's she? What's going on? Avelis. According to that shita. So if you could create a situation where, let's say, her and her husband did all the skits, let's say, where is she? Maybe you'd be able to make that case. According to
And if
that,
it would be the same
according to the
type of thing.
same halacha, if you view it the same way, right? So the key that you want to draw your attention to the last marmok comes with Ma Darash, seeing the last box over there. Amarachia Barav and Amarav Yoshua ben Karcha. The question is, what was the legitimacy to add, quote unquote, the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah? So they make this, they say, Ma Avdus Lechayra Samrin and Shira, Emisa Lechayim, Lo Kol Shekain. So the point is that from Avdus Lecheiros we do Shira. This is I'm talking about Pesach. So they said the Shira at the Yom Suf. So when we get saved from Misa Techayim, how much more so? The point is that we have an obligation of, and I think I know you do the right man, of manifesting the Pirsa Manes to show the exaltation. In other words, to have a, this gets to the practical, many. You have various models of Purim. You have the young guy, super raucous, drunk. That's not the that problem is, and then he's not really manifesting any mitzvah because he's basically a behemoth. So that's not really anything. Then you have the other few people have like the one glass of wine, the super lame Purim Suda, where they're just having, okay, finally. They did the Ramah. They drank Yos Me'ilu. They drank a little bit extra than they do. So if they drink one glass of wine at dinner, they went a full glass and a half. So that also lacks in the trying to act as if you were going from Misa Dechayim. You have to be, obviously, we're not 2,500 years ago. We're not feeling that level of exaltation. In other words, imagine the Jews in Israel in 1967. In May 1967, people in Tel Aviv were digging graves in all the parks, anticipating that Nasser was going to come in with Nasser and Assad from Syria and the Hashemite kingdom of Jordan were to come in and going to throw all the Jews in the sea. And the belief was that they're going to, at 22 years after the Holocaust, they're going to experience another Holocaust. And in 6 days, they were not only were they not they were they crushed their enemies, they crushed their enemies. What do you call it? They quadrupled the land of Israel. So the level of exhilaration, exaltation is just, simply you can't even put a thing on that. We can't inhabit that, but we're supposed to do a maisa, which is a sort of a zecher to that, and that's the basic idea. So therefore, it's not so simple. You see all these different ideas. Different ideas of Yontif, how to show Simcha and all this kind of stuff. Moshe, is that clear?
Yep, very good.
Excellent.
Yeah.
All right, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, guys.
Thanks.